Randy, what was your reaction?
Well, the first thing was I felt a little miffed at myself because I like to know what's going on in all the details when we were involved in something like this, and this is something that I sort of missed. So it was a little bit of a surprise. I'm touched and I'm humbled, and you know, again, something like this is a teamwork. It's not one person or one thing that happens, but it couldn't have done it without the producers and the industry to make this conference what it is.
So you have retired as the executive director as of?
I retired as executive director of the Peanut Producers last December, and because we were involved in a lot of Southeastern projects, I agreed to stay on with the Federation, at least through this conference. So.
Well, and really, you guys have worked together even in some times when there were some issues that your membership might disagree on.
Well, that's the thing, is that, you know, you always got to be communication, and regardless of the details, there's not a whole lot of difference between a grower in Georgia, one in Florida, one in Mississippi, or one in Alabama. The issues are the same. The problem is the same. I think it ends up being more a matter of approach than philosophical differences. And I think we've learned several years ago that there's enough challenges out there for the peanut industry that diversity among ourselves is not going to help make the answer.
Well, Randy, congratulations. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.